It's the Old Time Gospel Revival Hour, brought to you by Christ's Blood Brand Bloody Mary Mix. Yes, Christ's blood sanctifies every party and every home. For gracious living, wash down those canapes in Christ's blood from Finco. Tonight, the Glorified, Sanctified, Amplified Players presents This Was Your Life, an inspired tale for the whole family, your family, assembled by the radio in the presence of the Lord. Ladies, if your husbands are drinking or gambling, gentlemen, if your sons are playing hooky, kids, if your mother puts too much brandy in the fruitcake, this story is especially for you. Let me introduce you to Bob. Bob is a successful man with an expensive sports car, an expensive house, and expensive tastes. Bob lives the good life. He seems very happy. Or is he?
And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
But who is this approaching? A strange, thin man in a dark cloak carrying a scythe? Could it be?
I am death. I have come for you.
What?
God sent
help
me.
My heart.
This
I'm
night, thy
help
soul shall
my
be
heart.
Fired of thee. It is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment.
We are gathered here to commemorate the passing of Bob, who was a good man. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Isaiah 34:5.
Yes, it was a beautiful funeral. Even Bob was there to hear it, for Bob's tasks are far from over. From inside his elaborate coffin, Bob hears a powerful voice.
Lord, I command thee to arise!
What? But I'm dead. Hey, I'm naked. What the... I have a body? I didn't know that I...
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear my voice.
What's happening? Wait! I'm dead! It's all over! But I'm rising? I'm naked, and I'm rising!
And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
As Bob's soul rises, he finds he is in the arms of a beautiful yet frightening angel.
Hello, Bob. I'm here to bring thee to thy judgment under the law. And boy, does he have plans for you.
Judgment? But you don't understand. Heaven and hell are here on earth. I've always said that.
Come, Bob. He hates it when you're late. And you don't want to see him when he's mad.
What are you doing? We're flying! This is great! Angel?
Yes, Bob?
Why do I have a body? And why is it naked? And why is your hand...
Bob, you ask too many questions. You just have to have faith. And don't pretend you don't like it just a little.
Angel?
What?
Will anyone else be there at the judgment?
Oh, yes. Quite a number. These judgments run to sold-out houses. Believe me. It's sold. Oh, you wouldn't believe the crowds. Why, I almost got my wings crushed from all the souls pushing and shoving.
Hey, we're in space. How come I don't just blow up?
Here we are, Sunset and Camden.
No, this can't be happening. I simply refuse to believe this is happening.
Bob and the Angel enter a dark and very quiet room. Bob is not feeling so cocky now.
Oh, this must be the place. Gee, hey, Angel. Look, I've lived a real good life. I was no different than anyone else.
Bob, everything in your life has been recorded. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Well, all except for Judy, but that goes without saying.
Next!
Damn.
Bob finds himself in the presence of the Lord.
Wow, it's Jesus! And he's huge! He's sitting on a giant throne! He's so white! But why doesn't he have facial features?
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
With you is life.
Yes, Lord.
Bob, this was your life. Bob, do you recognize this face?
Oh my, that's me as a baby. Does this mean that everything I've ever done is going to be reviewed?
That's right, Bob, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Bob was a cute baby, wasn't he? But then he grew. There he is as a teenager.
Hey guys, this is the dirtiest story I've ever heard. It
no,
goes like
stop.
This.
Not that story. Oh
like
God,
Batman.
No, please
and
stop.
This is the
but I say unto
story
you, Bob, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Bob went on to be a successful student in college, but he was still a sinner, weren't you, Bobby? Remember this?
Okay, Nancy. I'll see you after cheerleading practice. Bye-bye now.
Oh, nice. I'd like to get me some of that.
Here, kitty kitty.
I remember doing Papa. That, but no one saw me. How did you get...
But I say unto you, Bob, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Unmerciful.
Atheist.
Evolutionist.
Why didn't someone warn me about all this?
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known, Bob.
Wait, look! Look, there's me in church! See? I wasn't so bad!
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
I wonder if just winning the ball game.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raiseth him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
I couldn't care less.
Jesus saith unto him,
what time is it?
I am the way.
I'm doomed.
The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Bunk! I don't need Christ. There's nothing wrong with me. I'll make it my way. I must have been insane!
What can I say? I'm lost. Without hope. Without Christ. I'm guilty. Guilty!
Guilty!
Be not deceived, Bob. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
His name does not appear, Lord.
Depart from me, ye cursed, into an everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels.
No! No, please!
Here's what you win, Bob. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
No! No, please!
Goodbye.
No, no!
This can be your life. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but in long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Of course I believe in the Bible, and I'm convinced that I'm lost and going to hell. But what must I do to be saved?
Repent! Surrender your life to Christ. Acknowledge that he died for your sins and receive him as your Savior. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins and I acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Now Bob wants to do the best for his Lord in any way he can.
Dear Lord, what is your will for me now?
At home, in the community, and at work.
Incidentally, sir, Bob is not only one of our best workers, but he's also a fine Christian.
That's fine, Sheila, as long as he's not a Jew. For to me, living is a terrible waste, but to die is gain.
That's great business sense, boss.
As fine a Christian as he is, Bob is still visited by...
I am death. I have come for you.
Take my hand, Lord Jesus. I'm coming home.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which I have prepared for them that love me.
The Bible says there's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
1. Admit you are a sinner.
Be willing to turn from sin. Repent.
Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior.
believe that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and flew up into the sky.
Recognize that God made the world in 6 days. Man walked with the dinosaur, and that bats are actually birds.
What to pray? Here it is. Dear God, I am a sinner in need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died for my sins. I am willing to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior.
Read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus Christ better.
Talk to God in prayer every day.
Be baptized, worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a church where Christ is preached and the Bible is the final authority.
Tell others about Jesus Christ.
And harass every homosexual you see.
What you talking about?
Old Time Gospel Revival Hour was brought to you by the makers of Christ's Blood brand Bloody Mary mix. Yes, Christ's blood is preferred by 4 out of 5 doctors who drink cocktails. We know that it is hard to obtain Christ's blood during wartime, but if Christ's blood is not available at your grocery store, keep asking. And remember, moms and dads, Christ's blood is only 3 ration points. We hope you enjoy this wholesome evening of entertainment. Remember, folks, you have nothing to lose by believing, only everything to gain from God's free gift. Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
The glorified, sanctified, amplified players are Allison Randall as the sexy co-ed, Boss Number One, Child, Death, and God. Francois Tremblay, the priest, and Boss Number Two. David Booth as the angel. Gene Splicer as the game show host, and Edward Greaves as Bob.